The Kansas oil and gas industry knows something about booms and busts. But the bust of 2014 laid the state's industry flat. It was all the far-flung bunch of mostly small and independently owned operators could do just to stay in business. Now that energy prices are on the rise, oil producers are nervously working out how and whether to crank up again. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service went to the oil fields to see what's happening.
The first signs that the Kansas oil and gas industry is beginning to awake from its nearly four-year-long slumber can be found in the oil fields of western Kansas. Far from the interstate, down long dirt roads, crews on grimy oil well service rigs are once again pulling pipe and greasing pump jacks. They're slowly helping to restart an industry still anxious about recent losses. About 15 miles east of Hayes, Tom Casey, the owner of Express Well Service, is on his way to visit one of his 12 rigs.
Yeah, you could imagine if we'd had a 4-inch rain, how difficult it might have been to get in and out of here and around. You can kind of see it's still kind of wet around here.
The rig weighs about 68,000 pounds. It's manned by three guys who are working in a mix of mud and oil to pull pipe from a well with some broken equipment.
What are you
equipment.
Guys going to do here? Well, we're running on the tubing anchor and tubing. We didn't find a casing leak. They thought it had a casing.
This job is just one of dozens on a growing list Express Well Service has been hired to do in the last 4 months. It's a welcome change for a company that had to lay off four people and significantly cut hours for others when the price of crude oil crashed in 2015. At its peak in late 2014, the price of oil was more than $100 a barrel, but it bottomed out at as little as $26 a barrel in early 2016. With prices that low, the industry came to a near halt. Companies couldn't afford to service the wells they had, much less drill new ones.
We haven't spent much money. We've just kind of upkept our production besides, you know, maintenance like this and even our trucks and stuff. We try to do everything as a minimum because we're still scared, I guess.
That's Jeremy Ulrich. He's a production man for Sheck Oil, the company that operates the well.
Nobody thought it would last 3 years. Everybody thought it would be over in a couple, you know, 10, 11 months. But once it hit that first year and then second year, well, it was tough.
Before prices collapsed, the Kansas oil industry pumped almost 50 million barrels a year, but not anymore. In 2017, Kansas only produced 35 million barrels of oil. Meanwhile, the price has slowly started to tick back up. In July, oil went for as high as $70 a barrel. That tempted many in the industry to start pumping again. And that means a lot more work for Tom Casey and his employees. It's so much work that they have a backlog of a week or more. And while Casey says he has enough rigs to get the jobs done, he's having a hard time finding people who are willing to work on them.
The unemployment office work with Hayes, Great Bend, and Salina, and they are all saying there's just not hardly anybody out there looking for a job, especially a hard job like ours.
Even as the money and the oil starts to flow again, the prospect of another price crash hangs over every decision companies make. Will Dara runs a small company based in Wichita. In the first few years after the dip, his company only drilled one new well. But this year, they plan on drilling 10 new wells.
It's time to get over the beating that we've had and go out and try our luck again.
And he's not alone. The number of requests for new wells filed with state regulators has been steadily increasing the past 6 months. In April, the Kansas Corporation Commission approved 141 requests. By August, that number had risen to 236. But not everyone is as eager as Dara to jump back into exploration and drilling. Take Scott Lawson of the Edmiston Oil Company. He has no plans to drill new wells.
We've decided to spend our money catching up on some of the things we chose not to do during the downturn.
While he likes where the price of oil is now, he'd like to see it stay there for 6 to 8 months before investing money in new wells.
No matter what you do, someone else tells you how much your product is worth. And because of that, you have to be constantly looking at all the variables to make sure that you don't get overextended or get left behind.
Even without new wells, Lawson says his company is still increasing the amount of oil it's producing, and more importantly, making money again. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.